Today, Shir's Masechta Bava Metzia on Daf Mem Ches. We will begin on Daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis, four lines from the bottom of the Amud, with the last word on the line, Tnan. Our Gemara is going to ask a question from the Mishnah that we learned earlier on Daf Mem Dalet Amud Aleph, pertaining to the Machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish that we discussed in yesterday's Shir. In the middle of this Amud, Rabbi Yochanan had said that Dvar Torah Mois Koinois, that Midaraisa, when money is given over, when the Tivo, as the Gemara referred to it, is given over for the payri, for the merchandise, so that constitutes a Kenyan. Umipneima Omru Meshicha Koina, however, why did the Chachamim say that Mois is not Koina, and rather Meshicha is Koina? That's because of Gzeira, as the Gemara elaborated on yesterday. That's the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan. However, Resh Lakish Amar, Resh Lakish's opinion was that Meshicha Mefereshes Minatayra, that Meshicha is Mefuresh Minatayra. He learned it out from a Pasuk of Vayikra, Perchav Hei, Oy Kona Miyada Misecha. This refers to Dover and Nikna Miyad Liyad. We're speaking about Metaltalin. Karka we know is Koina Bekasev, but the Shah is Metaltalin. And Resh Lakish's opinion was that Meshicha is not an institution midrabbanan, but rather it is mefurish in the Torah in this pasuk, davar hanikta miyad liyad, that in order to acquire the merchandise, you have to make a kinyan. And if you didn't make a kinyan, you can have charata on the entire transaction. Now, there's a fundamental machlokas which comes up many times in this inyan, and that is between the Rif and the Bala Mor in the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan, who says that Midaraisa Mois is Koina, and once the Lokeach has given the Mocher the money, then the merchandise becomes his, even though he has not made any kinyan on the payri, on the merchandise. However, the Rabbanan said, because of Gzeira, that Mois is not Koina. So what does that mean? So the Rif says that it means that the money did nothing. The money did not transfer over to the Moicher, and the merchandise did not transfer over to the Lekeach. However, the Bala Mor disagrees, and the Bala Mor says that even with the Takana of the Chachamim, that you need to make a Meshicha on the Metaltalin, however, as long as there has not been any Charata, then in fact, the money has caused that the merchandise should now belong to the Lokeach, and that the money should belong to the Mocher. The only thing the Chachamim established was that you can back out of it. You can legally back out of it. But they did not destroy the entire Kenyan. That's the sheet of the Bala Mor. We're going to refer to this Bala Mor a few times in the upcoming Sugya. Now begins the Gemara. Tnan. We learned in our Mishnah. The Gemara wants to bring a Rav from our Mishnah, Mem Dalet Amud Aleph, to the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan against Resh Lakish. Aval Amru, even though Mois itself is not considered a Kenyan, Midrabbanan, because of the Takan of the Chachamim, Aval Amru, but the Chazal said, Misha Por Midora Mabel, Hashem, who took retribution from the Dora Mabel, who Asad Lipora, I mean, Misha Eno Amid Biduburoi, he will take retribution from someone who doesn't stick by his word. Actually, the Lashon of the Mishnah is not only Dora Mabel, but the Lashon of the Mishnah is Dora Mabel Ubedora Floga. Our Gemara is being, Makatzer is concise. E Amrat Bishlam a Mois Koinus. Now comes the riot to Rabbi Yochanan against Resh Lakish. If you're going to say like Rabbi Yochanan that Mois Midaraisa is Koina, so Mishum Hachi Koi Ba'avol. That's why this person who is having Charata now will get the retribution of the Avol. What does the Avol mean? That's what the Mishnah said. Avol Omru Misha Parame Anshidor Hamabel. So, Bekitzer, the Gemara refers to it as Avol. That person who had Charata, even though legally he's allowed to have Charata, because the Rabbanan instituted that Mois is not a Kenyan. But if you, in fact, paid the money for it, and now you want to back out of the deal, you will get that curse of the Avol Amru that the Chazal said Mishapara. So it makes sense according to Rabbi Yochanan because Mois is Kainim Midaraisa. Eli Yamrit Mois ain't a Kainis. But if you're going to have like Rish Lakish, that Mois is not Kainim Midaraisa. The only thing that makes a Kinyan on the merchandise is the Meshicha. So if you haven't made the Meshicha and you only paid the money, it's nothing Midaraisa. So am I Koi Ba'avol? So what do you have against the guy? Why should he get this curse? The Gemara answers Mishum Dvarim. Yes, he did something wrong. The pasuk says in Tzafanya, She'eris Yisrael lo yasa avla v'lo yidabru kozev, that Klal Yisrael doesn't speak lies. A person who reneges on a word is considered a shakran. His word has no validity. So for that alone, he gets a mishapara. So the Gemara says, is that so? Ubedvorim mi koi ba'avil, for words alone. You're telling me, according to Rish Lakish, that Mois is not kind. So the only thing that the person was over was not keeping his word. And for words alone, you're going to get a Mishapara. I'll prove to you that for words alone, you do not get a Mishapara. V'atanya, we learned in a braisa as we turn to Daf Mem Chesomet Aleph, Rab Shimon Oimer, and Tosfos. Top Tosis tells us at the end of the Top Tosis, Dahainu, Rab Shimon ben Yochai. Rab Shimon ben Yochai said, Afal Pishamru Talis Koine, Dinor Zov, even though the Chazal said that a Talis is Koine Dinor Zov, the Ain Dinor Zov Koine Talis, but the Dinor Zov is not Koine Talis. And as I had the schus to learn Daf Mem Dal at the beginning of Azov, so we explained there from the Ritva what these words mean, is that even though a talis is kind of dinner zov, means if a meshicha was made on the talis, a kinyan was made, hagbor on the talis, there was a kinyan made in the talis, so that it makes that the buyer is obligated. If the buyer made a kinyan on the talis, that obligates him to pay the dinner zov. That's what it means, kind of dinner zov. It could be that the dinner zov, you don't even know which dinner zov he's going to pay with. It doesn't mean that there's an actual kinyan on a specific dinner zov. It means to say that the deal is closed. You cannot have charata anymore. And now you have a financial legal obligation to pay the money to the seller. The ain dinner zov kind of tell us. But by paying the money and you have not yet made a kinyan on the talis, that you can back out of it. That's the halacha, because kesef, we said, is not koina. Mikol makoim kach halacha. So as Rashi explains, these words mean af al pi, even though that this is the halacha. In other words, legally, if you go to a bezdin and say, if I paid the dinner zov, can I back out of the deal? Do I have a legal obligation to go through the deal? Bezdin will say, you can legally back out of the deal. Why? Because the dinner zov, the tiva, as the Gemara calls it, the coin, is not koine de peiri, unless you made a kinyan on the peiri, even though that's the halacha. Aval omru, but Chazal said, mi shepora. Me'anshi dora mabul, me'anshi dora floga, me'anshi stoim v'amoyer, me'mitzrayim bayam, and me'mitzrayim at the yamsuf, who osedli pora me'mishayin oimid b'dibur. He is going to take retribution for the person who doesn't remain with his word. So Rashi explains that even though there's going to be a punishment minashamayim on the person who backs out, but legally he's able to go to Bezdin and say, do I have to go through with this? And Bezdin will tell him no, even though there is a retribution in a Shemayim, but that doesn't change the legal din in Bezdin. That's what the Gemara is saying here now. So so far, which we learned in this Braisa, is the concept of Mishapara. Now, it's interesting, as I pointed out on Daf Mem Daled when we learned the Mishnah, the Gemara here is adding two more groups to the Mishnah on Mem Daled. In Mem Daled, we learned Anshe Dora Mabel and Anshe Dora Floga. Here, the Gemara adds Anshe Stoim Vamoira and Mitzrayim Bayam. So it comes out we have a total in this Brisa of four groups. And the Meforshim Taka want to understand why were these specific groups chosen? Why don't we say Hashem who took retribution from Amalek will take retribution? Why specifically? these four. So the Tosfos HaRosh, for example, says, because we find that they were not Oymed B'Diburay. Stoyma certainly not Oymed B'Diburay. Mitzrayim was not Oymed B'Diburay when they said Klal Yisrael could leave Mitzrayim and then they didn't keep their word. It's interesting, the Tosfos HaRosh says that Dor HaFlaga, we don't find specifically that they did not keep their word. They're said, Agav, the Dor HaMabel. And the various Rishonim give different pshatim here why these nations were chosen. What I found most intriguing was the pshat of the Bir Agra. The Vilna Goin on Navi, and I spoke it out there, Memdalid, there I quoted it inside. We'll make it brief for anyone who might have missed that shir then, but it's a very kedai gra to know. The gra in Yeshaya, Perik Dalid, Pasuk Vav, on a pasuk in there in Yeshaya, which tells us, and this pasuk is brought down in the first amid of Masech the Sukkah, the pasuk says that the Sukkah is megan from Chorev, Zeram, and Motor. Says the Vilna Goin that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has three legionis. The Medrash tells us three armies with which he uses to punish those people who are over Ritzaynai. The Chorev refers to the Eish, the Zeram is the Ruach, the wind, and the Matar is the Mayim. Says the Vilna Goin that in each of these nations that are mentioned here in our Gemara on Daf Memches, they were punished with one or all of these three armies that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has. Stone was punished with Eish, as the Pasuk says, Sreifa Kolarza, there was a fire there. The Mabul, of course, Dor HaMabul was the Yam, and the Dor HaFlaga was the Ruach, because it says Hashem spread them out to the four corners of the world. And in Mitzrayim, we have all three armies of Hashem. Dam and Tzvardeya, says the Gra, was with water. Arbe was with Ruach, there was an easterly wind that came. Shchin was a fire. And Borod had all three. That's why Hashem said, this time I'm going to send Koma Gefoisa against Paroi. Because I'm going to have water and fire in the Borod. And then there were Koilas, there was thunder and lightning. That came from the Ruach. So I had all three together. Says the Vilna Goin, these three we find in a person. In his speech, the speech of a person is mechaber, the Eish, the Ruach, and the Mayim together. I heard this gra from a Chashev Rav and Mansi Rav Schlesinger Shlita, and he explained from Svarim that the word Omar, to speak, is Aleph Mem Reish, is Eish, Mayim, and Ruach. And in a person's speech, he has these three elements. He has the wind that comes out of his mouth is the Ruach, the saliva in his speech is the mayim, and the hevel piv, if a person puts his mouth right next to his hand, right next to his mouth, he feels the heat of the air coming from his mouth. That's the hevel piv, that's the eish. So now it makes, the Gra says, beautiful pshat. This is what Chazal are saying here on our daf right over here, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who took retribution from Stoim with fire, and from the Mabul with water, and from the Dor HaFlaga with Ruach, and Mitzrayim, with all three together, he is going to take the retribution from the person who's not Oymed B'Diburoi. He's not Oymed in Omar, in Eish, Mayim, V'Ruach. He made a pagam in that, so he's going to get punished the same way that these nations were punished by the three armies of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I just pointed out that it would seem that the Vilna Goin was not Goyris Mitzrayim Bayam, because the Vilna Goin speaks of the Eser Makas, it would seem, and if you look in the Gra there in Yeshaya, he doesn't say Mitzrayim Bayam. He says Mitzrayim was all three. And it would seem he's speaking about the Eser Makas that happened directly in Mitzrayim, so perhaps he didn't have the Girsir Mitzrayim Bayam. But be that as it may, according to the Vilna Goin, it's beautiful why specifically these four nations were chosen, because the person did not keep the sanctity of Omar, of his speech, and that's why he's punished with the retribution, the curse that comes from these nations. Continues the Gemara. We're still trying to bring a raya that by dibur alone there is no mishapar. Va'amar Rava says Rava, anu ein lanu ella ein ruach hacham noichamenu. We have in this case that only that ein ruach hacham noichamenu. I skipped two lines. Let's go back two lines. V'hanoise v'noisim b'dvarim, a person who's doing business just with words, loy kana, he's not kaina. V'hachayzer boy, and a person who retracts on a deal, ein ruach hacham noichamenu. The Rashi says that the Chazal don't have nachas ruach from a person who does not keep his word. V'amar Rava, and on that Rava said, onu us ein lanu ela ein ruach hacham noichamenu. We just have this idea that ein ruach hacham noichamenu. So Tosfos asks, what is Rava adding to what the Braisa said? That's exactly what it says in the Braisa. Answers Tosfos that what Rava is saying is we don't have mishapara. Mishapara we only have if there was a dinner zav. If you paid a dinner zav. But let's say there was no exchange, there was no kinyan, there was no exchange of money, the only thing was a verbal commitment to buy something. And the person reneged from that, oh, says Rava, anu, ein lanu, ela, ein ruach hacham noichamenu. The chachamim don't have nakas ruach from what he did. They're not pleased with that person either. Because a person should keep his word even if he didn't pay money, even if he didn't make a kinyan. But he doesn't get the curse of Mishapara. That's what Rava means to add. So Memela now, according to Tosfos Pshat and Rava, it's very good. Now the Gemara has a kasha. What did you want to tell me? That even according to Rish Lakish, that Mois is not kinda, but yet there could be a Mishapar. Why? Because the Varim, he didn't keep his word, but here we see Beferish, the way Rav understands this Brisa, that if he only said a word, that you're not over on a Mishapara. So L'chayrai Teretz is not good. Answers the Gemara. No, there's a big difference. Dvorim ve'ikka bahadayu mois koi ba'avol. If there is words, but there was also a transfer of money, then there is avol. Then Rish Lakish is mited that there is a mishapara. But dvorim ve'ikka bahadayu mois. But if it's merely speaking, and there is no transfer of money, loikoi ba'avol, and as even according to Rish Lakish, that mois is not koina. But if your speech was not speech alone, but it led to a transfer of money, that is more chomer, and on that there will be a mishapara. It says over there that by dvorim there is no mishapara. That's because there was dvorim alone. There was not even a transfer of money. Then ein chanami, ein ruach hacham noichamenu, but he does not get the curse of the mishapara. Continues the Gemara, Amar Rava. Kra ubraisa umasnisa, our Mishnah, our pasuk, and a braisa messiah lele Rish Lakish is going to be approved to Rish Lakish. So first we're going to bring the pasuk, and later in the Amid we're going to bring the masnisa, the braisa that lechayra is a riot to Rish Lakish. What's the riot from the pasuk? So this pasuk is speaking about where a person is kaifer in a monetary obligation, and he lied, and then later he confesses. So this is called an asham gezelos. He wants to steal money from his friend. There's five different ways that the pasuk tells us he's trying to cheat his friend, and when he confesses that he was lying, he has to bring a keren chomesh v'ashim. He has to bring an asham gezelos, and he has to pay the Karen, what he was lying about, plus a fifth. So what does the pasuk say there? Vayikra perike, dechsev. V'kichesh ba'misoi, he denies in his friend that he has an obligation to him. The first case is b'pikodin. When his friend gave him a pikodin to watch, he says, you didn't give me a pikodin. Oy b'susumas yad, Rashi explains that this means a halvoa. He says, you never lent me any money. Oy, begezel, or he stole from him. He said, I never stole from you. Oy, ashak es amisoy. Or he is cheating his friend that is speaking about, Rashi says, that he withheld, this is speaking about schar sachir. This is speaking about where he is not paying his worker. And the pasuk afterwards says a fifth case, and that is that he found an aveda of his friend, and he says, no, I didn't find the aveda. So these are the five cases where, once he admits, he has to pay Karen Chaimish, Va'ashem, and the five Sham Gzelas. And now, Rav Chisda tells us a very important rule. Tesumas Yad, that which is Pasuk spoke about a loan where he denies getting a loan from his friend, Amrab Chizda, Kagon Sheyichid Loi Kli Lal Vasoi, that he gave him a Keli as a security for his Avah. Because Rav Chizda, the Chazal had a Kabbalah that this Pasuk is speaking about where he denies a monetary obligation, but he denies a specific object. For example, three of the cases are clear, as Rashi points out. By Pikudin, I didn't get an article to watch for you. By Gezel, I didn't steal this item from you. By Aveda, I didn't find this item that you lost. So just like those three are a denial in a specific object, so too the case of Tesumas Yad, which is a halvor, it's not just I didn't borrow from you. Because if I say I didn't borrow from you, Rashi points out, even the coins that you gave me are not considered a specific object, because when you gave me the coins, you don't expect me to give you back those very same coins. You expect me that I'm going to spend those coins. But what? I have a monetary obligation to pay back a loan. But we learn out from Pekodin, Gezel, and Aveda that I have to lie in a specific object. So how could that be by a loan? The answer is, I gave you a security. And I kept the security in my house. And then later you come and say, pay me my loan or pay me a security. And I said, I never loaned from you. I never made a security. So then I am being kaifer in an object. That's like the case of Pekodin, Gezel, and Aveda. That's what Rav Chisda tells us. Then Rav Chisda says the same thing is by Oshak, by the case where I'm withholding wages from you. Amar Rav Chisda, Kegon Sheyichid Loi Kli L'Ashkai. The balabos who hired this worker and he owes him wages, he told the worker, you know what, this object right here, I'm putting it aside in my house, and when I have to pay you the wages, you're going to get it from this object. That was the deal they made up. And then when it came time to payment, he said, you didn't do any work for me, I don't owe you, I paid you already, but the security that you have in your house, I never made that as a security. He lies in a specific object, and then it's a sham gzeilus. But let's say he would not lie in a specific object, then the halacha is there is no din of a sham gzeilus. So this is what Rav Chisda says. Now, comes along Rav and says, v'chi ahadre kro, when the next pasuk, which the Gemara later is going to refer to the Pasuk Lamata. The Pasuk we just did is called the Pasuk Lamala, the earlier Pasuk. Now in the next Pasuk, the Pasuk Lamata Ksiv, V'hoya Kiyechta, that when he sinned, V'oshem, and he admits his guilt. So what now is his tshuva process? The heishav is exel asher gozel, or yisrael ishik asher oshak, or yisipikod nasher hafkad itoy. So the Torah says, okay, give back what you stole, give back what you owe as far as wages is concerned with which you withheld, and give back the object that was given to you for safekeeping. The ilu teshumas yad loya hadre. The Torah only repeated those three cases. The Torah didn't repeat the case of the loan. Why didn't the Torah repeat the case of the loan? Give back the loan. My taima, lav mishum, isn't it because, what is the reason the Torah did not repeat the loan in the tshuva process? The mechasra mishicha. The reason must be because the malveh did not make a meshicha in this item, which the loive, the security that the loive set aside in his house. So what did the malva do? The malva gave a loan. That's the kesef. Right? So according to Rish Lakish, it's very good. Kesef midaraisa is not kaina. So If it's my pekodin, I have to give you back your pekodin. If I stole from you, I have to give you back what I stole. But if you put aside a security, and so I have to pay you back the loan. There's no question I have to pay back the loan. But if you come and say, no, I don't want the loan. I want the security that you promised me for the loan. You weren't kind of that. You gave me kesef, but kesef, according to Rish Lakish, is not kind of. But if it would be going like Rabbi Yochanan, that's what Rav's Rai is. This is a Rai against Rabbi Yochanan. Because if it would be going like Rabbi Yochanan, what should be the din? Rabbi Yochanan, the Malvi should say, give me the security. Where did you make a Mashiach? I don't need a Mashiach. Mois is kind of mid-a-raisa. So my time, Allah Mishum, the Mechasra Mashiach, Mashiach is missing. It's a Raya to Rish Lakish. So Mois is not kind of. That's why the Torah didn't say, give you back a security. Even though, as Rav Chisda told us, the case must be speaking about, that there's a security. Because if there's no security, there's no din of Hashem Gzelis. You have to make the Kfiris Mammon in a chayfetz. So there had to be a chayfetz here. So why don't I have to give that chayfetz to the malva? Because the malva wasn't koinit. Why wasn't he koinit? Because kesef's not koinit, it writes. It's a raya to Rish Lakish. Amalei Rav Papa l'Rava. Is that Rav Papa said to Rava? What's your raya? Eim emoishiku dehadakra. You know why the Torah didn't say this by the case of Tesumas Yad by Halvoa? Because I could learn it right out from Oishik. Oishik, it does say. The Torah does say, give back to Oishik. And as we said, what's the case by the wages that were withheld? That the Bala boss told the worker, here is a specific object which I'm going to use to pay you. And when it came time for payment, he said, I don't owe it to you. So then he was mighty, he does owe it to him. The Torah says, okay, when you confess, then you have to give that object. So once I see that the din is that you have to give back that object. So how was the worker coined that object? The answer is, as the Ritva explains, because he did a job. The job is worth money. So that's the kesef that was kind of the object. So from there, really, I could say it's going like Rabbi Yochanan. We want to slug up the riot through Shlokish. Really, it's going like Rabbi Yochanan that kesef is kind of. So why didn't it say it by Havoah? Because Havoah, I learned it from Oishek. Just like by Oishek, the din is you have to give that security to the worker. Because he was kainet how? Through his job that he did, which was worth money. So from that alone, that money that he gave to the employer now has to give him his security. I'll learn the same thing by Havoah. So the Gemara says that Rava answers, no. The case of Oishik, really, I'll tell you, it's going like Rish Lakish. Mois is not kind of. If Mois is not kind of, so why does he have to give him the security? He took it from him. It's speaking about he did make a kinyan. And then he gave it to him back to watch. I make a kinyan, because according to Rish Lakish, Mashiach is kinyan, you have to make a kinyan, Mois is not kinyan, but I gave it back to you to watch. Now that you denied it, and now that you admitted that you lied, you have to give me back my pekodin that I just gave to you. Frey de Gemara, if that's what the case of Oishik is speaking about, it's a hein pekodin. That's the exact case of Pekodin. We already mentioned Pekodin the Torah. What does the Torah have to repeat two cases for? Of the same thing. The Gemara answers, Trey Gavin and Pekodin. There's two kinds of Pekodin. There's one Pekodin that I gave you directly as a Pekodin, and there's another Pekodin which really was a security for the wages. I took it, made a kinyan on it, the poil, and then I gave it back to be used as safekeeping. Two kinds of Pekodin. Frank the Gemara Yehachi, if that's how you're zetzing on the Pasuk, so tesumas yad nami, lahadre velukme, kegon shenat loy menu v'chazer v'fkinu etzloy. If Oishik is speaking about where the poil made a kinyan and gave it back for safekeeping, so why don't I say the same case by Havoah? The Malva will take the security from the Loiva, he'll make a kinyan on it, and he'll give it back to the Loiva for safekeeping. So the Gemara answers that, you know what Rava's proof is? Iya hadre kra, if the Torah would have used that similar case by halvor by tesumas yad loy to yufta v'loy siyata. There would be no kasha on Rabbi Yochanan and no raya. In other words, Rabbi Yochanan would learn both cases of oishik and of halvor that it's speaking about that mois is koina. And Resh Lakish would learn both cases that he made a kinyan and he gave it back for safekeeping. If both cases would have been mentioned in the Torah, so Rabbi Yochanan and Resh Lakish would both have a way to explain the pasuk. And the Torah wanted to emphasize that Resh Lakish is correct. That's what Rava says. Hashta deloya hadri kra'a. Now that the pasuk did not repeat halvor, it only repeated oishik misayile, I am bringing a raya to Resh Lakish from the fact that we only brought oishik and not halvor to sumas yad. You know how I interpret that? That oishik is speaking about where he made a kinyan on it and he gave it back for safekeeping. Halvor is speaking about he didn't make a kinyan on it. And mois, according to Resh Lakish, is not koina. So Mimela, that's why the Torah didn't have to repeat and say, give back the halvor, because, give back the security, because you weren't koina. The malva wasn't koina the security, according to Resh Lakish, because mois is not koina. That's how Rava brings a raya. But a starker raya it's not. Rabbi Yochanan has a way out, and Rabbi Yochanan will say that mois is koina, like we see from oishek, and we'll learn halvor from oishek. By the way, we missed an important Rashi here. Rashi, earlier in the Divrei HaMaschil, Koi Ba'avol, says that what's the nafkemina between Rabbi Yochanan and Resh Lakish? So Rashi says the nafkemina will be le'inyan iser. Kegoin, there's around 10 lines from the top of the Yomid. Kegoin im kiddish boy asa isha, le Rabbi Yochanan havi kedushin, dimita raisa kanya, udidehu, le Resh Lakish loy havi kedushin. So Rashi says the difference between Rabbi Yochanan and Resh Lakish will be if you're Makadish a woman, if the seller who has the money from the Lekeach takes that money and is Makadish Anisha. According to Rabbi Yochanan, that Mois is Koine, so the Kedushin is a good Kedushin. According to Resh Lakish, that Mois is not Koine, the Kedushin is not a good Kedushin. But Pashtus, this Rashi would be like who? Would be like the Baal Amor Shita that we mentioned at the beginning of the Shir. Because the Baal Amor says that Midaraisa, according to Rabbi Yochanan, Mois is Koine, and even once the Rabbanan made the Takana, it still remains that the money belongs to the Meicher and the merchandise belongs to the Lekeach. It's just that the Rabbanan instituted that they could back out. But as long as they haven't backed out, the money belongs to the Meicher. So he was Makadosh Anisha. The Kedushin's a good Kedushin. Mashi Yankin, according to Resh Lakish, that Mois is not Koine, the Kedushin will not be a good Kedushin. So the Achroinim discuss this issue if Rashi holds like the Baal Amor or not, but Bepashtus, this Rashi would seem to indicate that he holds like the Baal Amor. Continues the Gemara, Utesumas Yad, Loya Hadri Kro, what are you telling me? That the Sumas Yad, the Pasuk, did not repeat that you have to give back what you, the loan item, or the item that was designated to pay up the loan. That's not true. The Torah did repeat it. Vatanya, we learned in a Brisa. So Amar Reb Shimon. Minayin Litnes Amar Lamalo Lamata. How do we know that everything that's mentioned in the first Pasuk, when he did the Avera, is included in the second Pasuk where he does the tshuva process? The Siv, because the Torah says, Oy Mikoyel Asher Yishav Alav L'Shaker. Everything that he lied. What does everything that he lied include? V'am Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Baravua, Amar Rav, L'Rabois, Teshumas Yad, Le'Shaven. That even Teshumas Yad you have to return. What is there to return by Teshumas Yad? As we said the case before, that what? There was a security that the loiva gave to the malva, and that's he put it aside in the loiva's house. It stayed in the loiva's house, but he told the malva, this is what I'm going to pay you with, and this is the security for it. And at the end, when the malva, when the loiva lies and he said that I don't owe you anything, and then he confesses that he does owe you, so that security has to be given to the malva. How is Rava, who holds that, how is Resh Lakish, who holds that Mois is not koina? So how is he going to learn? Why does the malva get the security? The answer must be that the malva made a kinyan on it, and then he gave it back to the loiva for safekeeping. The same like we had in the case of what? of the held back wages, that the worker made a kinyan on the security of the bala boss, and then he gave it back to the bala boss to watch. So what are you telling me, that the sumas yad was not repeated by the Torah? It was repeated. So the Gemara answers, behedja mi aloya hadre kra. It doesn't say it beferish. The only one that says beferish is but it doesn't say this beferish. How do I know this from a ribui? Because it says, so why did the Torah learn the case of the sumas yad from a ribui? Why didn't it say it beferish in the pasuk? The answer is, that's what Rav is trying to say. According to Rish Lakish, I have an answer. The answer is, because if you don't make a kinyan, if the malva had not made a kinyan, then there would be nothing to return to the malva, no object to return to the malva. The loiva would have an obligation financially to pay the malva, but the malva could not lay claim to the mashkin, according to Rish Lakish, who holds that mois is not koina. Only if the malva made a kinyan in the chayfetz and then left it as safekeeping by the loiva, then he would get it back from the loiva. But if he didn't do such a thing, he would not be koina. So since the Torah didn't write it beferish, from that, and I learn out that normally, if the malva did not make a kinyan, there would be no chayfetz that the loiva would give back to the malva. He would only have a financial obligation to repay the debt. Continues the Gemara. Masnisa. Now we brought a raya to Rish Lakish from a pasuk. Now we're going to bring a raya from a brisa. Minolam. From how do we know? The Sanya. Because we learned in a brisa. And this pertains to Asham Me'ilois. We know if somebody b'shoigeg is moil behegdish, then when he realizes that he misused the money of Hegdish and he used it for a secular purpose, so he has to pay Asham Me'ilos, he has to pay Karen, Chaymish V'Asham, he has to pay the initial amount to Hegdish plus a fifth, and he has to bring an Asham Me'ilos. So the Brisa says, Nosna Labalan, if a person unknowingly took coin of Hegdish and he gave it to a manager of a bathhouse, and he wanted to pay for the use of a bathhouse, he's mole right away when he gave that money, he's mole, even though he hasn't even washed himself in the bathhouse. The Amar Rav, and Rav said, Dafke Balot, Hu Deloy Mechasha Meshicha. When are you over for Me'ila on the money by a manager of a bathhouse where there's it's not missing Meshicha? There's nothing to make a kinyan on. Avo Midi Achrita, but by any other case of where you're paying for a service, the mechasra meshicha, where meshicha would be possible, and you have not yet made meshicha, loy mol ad demashach, you're not oivra me'ila until you make meshicha. So, v'atanya, the Gemara asked Akasha, we learned in a brisa, nosna l'saper mol, that if you gave a coin of hegdish to a barber, you are moil. The saper or boy the mimshich taspiris. A saper has he has barber tools. He has a scissors. So there is something where you can make a kinyan on. In other words, I pay the barber cash, but then I am able to make a kinyan on his equipment. So why does it say as soon as I gave the money to the barber, right away I'm oil, I didn't make meshicha? You just told me a rule. If there's nothing to make meshicha on, like in a bathhouse, so then I'm over right away, me'ila. But if there's something to make meshicha on, I'm not over right away. Here there's something to make meshicha. The Gemara answers, Hachamai Eskinim, Besapir Nachri. We're speaking about a goyisha barber, Delav Bar Meshicha Hu. As Rashi brings down, the Pasuk says, second wide of Rashi at the bottom, it says, the Miyada Mitzchaksiv. By meshicha, it says you're making the meshicha from your friend, the Jew. And this does not include a goy. So a goy has nothing to do with meshicha. If a goy has nothing to do with meshicha, this is the rule. Wherever meshicha is possible, so there you're not over right away me'ila. Where meshicha is not possible, there you're over right away me'ila. So here it's not possible, because it's a goy. There's no meshicha from a goy. Tanya Namiyachi, we learned like this in a brisa also. Nosna l'saper, you gave money of hegdish to a barber, or l'sapon, or to somebody who's writing a book. goat, or lechol balei umnes, or to any other craftsman, loy mo, you're not mo, ad demashka, until you made the kinyan. Kashin adari, before we learned nasna lelesaper mo, that if you give to the barber, you're mo right away. Here we said, if you give it to the barber, you have to wait until you make a kinyan in the tools of the barber, it's a stira, elolav, shmami na, kambisaper nachri, kambisaper yisrael, shmami na. So the chalik is, if you're taking a haircut from a Jewish barber, so then there's something to make Mashiach on. He is in the parsha of Mashiach. He's a mischa. So then by giving out the money, there is no mila right away. You have to make Mashiach. But if it's a goyish barber that has no shaykhs with Mashiach, so then right away when you give him the money, the din is that you are over a mila. So what is this raya? This is a raya to who? To Rish Lakish from this price. Why? Because according to Rabbi Yochanan, who holds a what? That midaraisa mois is kaina. So then not only by a bathhouse manager should you be over on Me'ila right away, even a Jewish barber you should be over on Me'ila right away. Why? Because according to him, midaraisa, the din of Me'ila is a din daraisa, mois is kaina. So right when I give the money to the barber, to even a Jewish barber, forget about Mashiach. Mois is kaina midaraisa. So why is the din that I'm only over on Me'ila right away by a manager of a bathhouse? Because there's nothing to make Mashiach on. Even any other craftsman, I should be over, even if you could make Mashiach, because mois is kaina. So I should be over Me'ila right away. A riot to Rish Lakish, that mois is not kaina. This is the riot from the Braisa. So the Rajba asked the question over here. The Rajba says that L'chaira, even according to Rabbi Yochanan, that we say that Midrabbanan Kesef is not, even according to Rabbi Yochanan, that Mois is kind of Midaraisa, but Mois is not kind of Midrabbanan. So L'chaira, there shouldn't, what's the Gemara's Raya from Me'ila? Rabbi Yochanan will say, there's no Me'ila by other craftsmen because Midrabbanan Mois is not kind of. So the Rajba answers that the Rabbanan would not make their takana, that Mois should not be koina, and thereby cause that the person should not be over Me'ila. If Midaraisa, he would be over Me'ila, the Rabbanan wouldn't enact their takana to circumvent the Dindaraisa that he would be over Me'ila. That was the Gemara's Raya. Now, according to the Baal HaMor that we spoke of before, the Rajba's Kasha is Bechlal no Kasha. Because what's the Baal HaMor Shita? That the Rabbanan only instituted that Mois is not coin according to Rabbi Yochanan, that you can have Charata. But until you have Charata, the money belongs to the Moicher when the Lekeach gave it, and the merchandise belongs to the Lekeach. So therefore over here, where this person took money and he paid, let's say, the barber, so according to Rabbi Yochanan, as long as they have an at Charata, that payment of is kind of. It's just that they have a schus, that they have charata. But memela, me'ila, you would be over. Because the Rabbanan didn't take away the effect of the kinyan of Mois. They just gave a loophole to have charata. So therefore the Gemara was saying, why is it only a bathhouse manager that you're over me'ila right away? According to Rabbi Yochanan, you should be over me'ila by all other work situations as well. So according to the Baal HaMor, we understand this very well. Continues the Gemara, V'chein, Amar Rab Nachman, we're holding two lines from the bottom of the Amud, so held Rab Nachman, like who? Not like Rish Lakish, but rather like Rabbi Yochanan, Dvar Torah, Mois Kainas, Dvar Torah, Mois is Kainas. The Gemara continues, Ubotka Levi b'masnise v'ashkach, and Levi went through his Bryces, and he found that in fact a raya to Rabbi Yochanan against Rish Lakish. The Gemara in a moment is going to bring what that Bryce is. Now Rashi here, it seems, was not garis the word va'ashkach, and Rashi learns a different shot. Rashi learns not that Levi looked through all his Bryces and he found one that agrees with Rabbi Yochanan, but rather Levi added the following brisa to his list of brises that he had. He doesn't have the word v'ashkach, that's how Rashi learns the pshat here. Now, what is this brisa? The Braisa says, Nasna lesiton mal. If he gave a coin of Hegdish to a wholesaler, Rashi explains that a siton was a person who sold to store owners, and they were poor. They couldn't pay everything at once. They would give a down payment. Now, they didn't make mashiach on all the produce that the wholesaler would supply, and they only made a mashiach on part of it. So he would give them the rest at a later date. They would pay at a later date, Rashi says, yad al yad. As soon as they made a little cash flow, some money came in, they would pay that to the wholesaler. And then he would give them more fruit. So what's the point here? The point is, Rashi says, that there was no mashiach to speak about. Why? Because they didn't make mashiach on all the fruit at one time. And yet, when he gives the money, he had a coin of Hegdish, and he gave that money to the wholesaler, he's moil right away. How is he moil right away? According to Rish Lakish, that you need a kinyan of Mashicha, they didn't make Mashicha on all the payers. The only thing that was here was a kinyan of Kesev. Ah, must be a riot to Rabbi Yochanan, that he's moil right away, because he gave the down payment they gave. That was the kesef. Through that down payment, they were coined to all the payers. And that's why he was moyel, and that's a riot to Rabbi Yochanan. El akashul Rish Lakish. So the Gemara says, as we turn to the Mem Chesem Beis, akashul Rish Lakish, because Rish Lakish holds that Mois is not koina. So how are you moil over here? Amalach Rish Lakish, Hamani Rab Shimon. We learned before on Daf Mem Zayin Amid Aleph that the whole machloik is Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish is only according to the Tanakama of our Mishnah Mem Dalit. But according to Rab Shimon, who holds that once the money is given over, the din is that the lekeach cannot have charata. So there Rish Lakish says, I agree to Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbi Shimon must hold that Mois is koine. So that Braisa that you're bringing me, that's going according to the sheet of Rabbi Shimon. That's how Rish Lakish will answer the Braisa. Now, who do we paskel like? So first of all, in the Tosfos at the bottom of Mem Chesem and Aleph, Tosfos asks Akasha, by this case of Siton, what's the riot to Rabbi Yochanan? Let's say it's speaking about a goy. Just like we had in the previous Gemara. If it's speaking about a goy, then what? Then Mashiach is not shayach. Then everybody's moida by a goy that Mois is koina. Even Rish Lakish is moida. So what's the kasha on Rish Lakish? Tosfos answers, we're talking about here a seton who's dealing in liquids, in fluids. Rashi, Tosfos says, what is it? Wine and oil. And we know that in the time of the Mishnah, not only was it also to buy wine from a goy, it was even also to buy oil from a goy. So who was this wholesaler? The wholesaler had to be a yid, not a goy, because it's also to buy. Later in the times of the Amoraim, they took away the gzeira from buying oil from a goy, but they still had the gzeira of wine from a goy, stam yenim from a goy. But it cannot be speaking about a goy, it cannot be speaking about a Jew. Now, who do we pass on halacha l'maaseh? So Tosfos says that even though we learned before that Rava wanted to bring a riot from the Pasuk and from a Braisa to Hushita to Rish Lakish, but nevertheless, we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara says you have a riot from the Pasuk and the Braisa. That's only Lechaira, Tosfos says. But we could answer. Rabbi Yochanan would have a teretz on the Braisa and the Pasuk. It's not a tiyuft on Rabbi Yochanan. He could get out of those kashas that Rava was trying to bring a raya. So Lamaisa, Tosfos remains that we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, that Mois is koina mid a raisa. Continues the Gemara, explaining the next part of the Mishnah. Aval Amru, Misha Pora, Itmar, Abaya Omar, Abaya said, Iuduye Moidinale, we don't curse him. Bezdin doesn't actually curse the person, but rather we tell him, listen, if you're going to stay with this behavior, you can get a curse. Rava Amar Melet Laitinalei. Rava says, no, Bezdin itself curses. Abaya Amar Adu Medinalei. Abaya says that we just notify him, the Chsiv, the Nasi Bamkloi Sawyer. You shouldn't curse a Nasi. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Samach Vav, learns that it's not only a Nasi you shouldn't curse, but you shouldn't curse any Jew. So how could Bezdin curse him here? Rav Amar, no, Melech Latinalei, we actually curse him. Dichsiv ba'amcha, nasi ba'amcha loisor, ba'oisem aysa amcha, he has to act like a proper Jew. He's not acting like a proper Jew. As we brought the pasuk from Tzfanya, the pasuk says, she'eris yisrael le'yasa avlo, v'lo yidabu chazav, Jews don't do bad things and they don't speak lies. So he's not keeping his word, he's considered a shakran. As Rashi in Divrei Maskil Bar Oiduyahu, Rashi says mina shakranim, a person who doesn't keep his word, he's a shakran. So memela, he's not mo'isamaisamch, he's not acting as a proper Jew. If he's not acting as a proper Jew, you're allowed to curse him. Amar Rava, says Rava, minah minalah, from where will I prove to you that we actually curse him and not just we notify him? The Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef Yavaleh Zuzah Milcha. Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef, people gave him money to buy salt. L'soifi Yakar Milcha. The salt went up in price. Also, L'kameh to Rabbi Yechin, and he wanted to back out of the deal because he could get more now for the salt. So he came in front of Rabbi Yechin, can I back out of the deal? Amar Leh, Zil Havlu. Give them their salt. V'loy, and if you're going to try to renege on the deal, Kabbal Alecha Mishapara, then you have to accept upon yourself the Mishapara. Says Rava, V'i Amar Adu Medina Leh, if you're going to say like a Baya, that you just inform him that he will be accountable and there will be retribution mina shemayim, but you don't actually give him the curse. So Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef bar Oiduyahu, Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef went to Rabbi Yochanan and he had to be notified that he's going to get a mishapar. Rashi says Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef was a big Talmud Chacham, so he knew that. Elamai, says the Gemara, how are you going to learn Melech Latinalei, that we curse him? It also doesn't make sense. Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef, also the Kibuli Olei Latusa de Rabbanan. So Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef is going to do such a shady practice as trying to renege from his word, and he's going to accept upon himself a curse of Misha Par of the Rabbanan? That also doesn't make sense. So what's going on here? Ella, we have to say there's no raya from this story. There's a whole different scenario that happened here. El Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef, a Ravon who the Yavi lay, the people who bought the salt did not pay him entirely. They only gave him a down payment. So who saw Var Kenegdehu Koine? He thought that for the down payment, okay, I know I'm going to get a Mishapora if I back out of the down payment. The salt was worth $1,000. They gave me a down payment of $250. I'll give them $250 worth of salt. I don't want to get a Mishapora. But I can renege on the other $750 because their down payment only made me obligated in $250 that I shouldn't get a Mishapora. But if I renege on the $750, I'm not going to get a Mishapora. V'amalei Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan told him, Keneged kula you kaita. No. When they gave the down payment, they were kind of everything. And if you renege on the $750, you're also going to get a Mishapora. It more in fact, this is the machloikas between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. A Rav, and if somebody gives a down payment, Rav, I'm a Keneged you kaita. The Rav says that concerning Mishapora, he only gets kenegdoi, a mishapora, on what that down payment was worth. Rabbi Yochanan, or kenegdoi kulei kainan. No, even if he gives the person how much the down payment was worth, he gives that amount of merchandise, but he reneges on the rest. He's going to get a mishapora for the whole thing. Meisrei. The Gemara says we're going to ask a kasha. Hanois and a Ravin l'chaveri. Rashi says this a Ravin is different than the Ravin we've had till now in the Gemara. This a Ravin means that he promises that if he reneges from the deal, that he's going to be liable to give up this security. V'amar lo, he said to him, "Im ani chayzer bi, if I have charata from the deal, arvoni machalach, you can keep this security." V'halamar lo, and the other person said to him, "Im ani echzer bi, if I renege from the deal, echbal loch arvoincha, I will pay you double the security that you have set aside." So both of them expect to keep the deal; they don't expect to renege. That's why they're giving such grandiose promises, and the halacha is, says Rabbi Yossi, niskaim la'tnayim, that if they renege from the deal, in fact, they have to pay what they said they're going to pay. Divrei Rabbi Yossi, this is the sheet of Rabbi Yossi. Why? Because Rabbi Yossi l'tameh, d'amar asmach t'kanya. Rabbi Yossi holds that if you make an exaggerated promise that you don't expect to keep, it doesn't matter. If push comes to shove, and you renege on the deal, in this case here, you're going to have to pay the consequences. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda says, a promise that a person makes that he never expected to keep is like kanya. So what halachic value does the security have that he gave to the other person? It's enough that whatever merchandise he wanted to get from the other party, he is obligated to receive as much merchandise equivalent to the value of the Aravon that he gave to the other party. That's what it can accomplish. Not more than the security is worth, but up to that amount. And if the other person doesn't want to give it, the other person will be over and a Misha Pori will get the curse. Amar Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says, "Bamed v'amar murim, when do we say that all he gets is equal to the amount of the security? Bizman she'amar lo arvoni yikoin. If he said, I want my aravon to be kone. So then if he wants the aravon itself to be kone, then this security, which now turns into a down payment, and if he says, I want this down payment itself to be the whole kinyan, then it cannot do more than its value. But if he sold karka, a house or a field, be'elef zuz, worth 1,000 zuz, upor loy mem chamish mei zuz, and he paid up 500 zuz. And Rashi says, even if he didn't speak out, even if it's stama, the din is kana, he's kana the whole thing, the whole house, the whole field. And he's able to pay up the missing 500 that he still owes him for a number of years. In other words, he's not saying, I want the 500 itself to be kaina. He's saying, I am paying you. I'm going to pay you 1,000. What's the 500? The 500 is a down payment. But I expect to pay you the full 1,000. If he wants the 500 itself to be the kinyan, then it can't be kaina more than its value. But if he doesn't say anything, he doesn't say, I want this itself to be the kinyan. He says, Rashi says he doesn't have to say, stama. He gives him, we made a deal 1,000. I give you 500. Everybody understands, what's the 500? We made a deal 1,000. I'm only giving you 500. Oh, it means it's a down payment. So the down payment is, I'm kind of the whole thing. So in the case of karka, it means I'm not just an owner of half of the field if I paid you 500. I'm owner of the whole field. And I have as much time as I need to pay up the remaining 500. My love, so the Gemara says, in this final case that we just had, hua din letaltalin. Here's where this case now mirrors the case we had before in the machlokes Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. When a person gives an Rav and a down payment, so we are not speaking about karka, we are speaking about metaltalin. Our question is not the kinyan, whether he's kind of part or he's kind of the whole. Our question is, how much of a mishapora does he get? Does he get a mishapora only the value of the down payment, or does he get a mishapora on the whole item that he wanted to buy? So lechayra, my love wouldn't limit metaltalin. Just like by karka, by paying a down payment of 500, you're coining the whole karka. So too by metaltalin, by paying a down payment of 500, you acquired the whole merchandise. That if the other person doesn't want to give you the whole merchandise, he'll be over on mishapora. Just like by karka, when you didn't say anything, a down payment makes it that you're coining the whole thing. The same thing will be by metaltalin. Karka and metaltalin will be the same. The Gemara answers, loy, no. So, and as the Gemara wanted to bring a raya to the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan holds that it's not just connectoi equal to the value of the down payment, but rather you get the whole thing, as in the case that we had with the salt. It's not just the 250, but there'll be a mishapor on the 750 as well. L'chayre, that's a good raya. The Gemara says, loy, it's not a kasha on Rav. Rav who says that it's only equal to the amount and not more. Metaltlin, b'istama loikani. By metaltlin, if he didn't specify by stam, you're not kind of umayshno. What's the difference between metaltlin or karka? The answer is karka de bekaspe konele mamish. By karka, by giving kesef, we know kesef is a kinyan by metaltlin, and you're kind of the karka itself. So konele lekulo. So then just giving on a portion makes you acquire the whole thing. Now, since Kesef has an ability by Karka to be a valid Kenyan, Karka's nickness, Bekesef, Bishtar, Bechazak, it's nickness Bekesef also. So since Kesef is so strong by Karka that a down payment makes you kind of the real Karka, the Karka, so then it also has the value that a little makes you kind of the whole. But metalpli, the loikani. Metalpli, when we said Kesef, is not kind of. According to Rish Lakish, certainly according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's not kind of mid Rabbonan. So the only thing that it helps, Elola Kabuli Mishapara, it only helps that the person accepts upon himself a Mishapara. If once he receives the money, he can't renege on the deal, like Honey like Kule, then we could say, like Rav, not like Rabbi Yochanan, that the only Mishapara will be against the 250, and it will not be against the 750, which he didn't pay yet. Yes, I'll have to give you $250 worth of merchandise, but that I should have a Mishapara on the other 750, which I didn't get a security from you for the, I didn't get a down payment for the other 750, and I'll be over a Mishapara, not, because Kesef is not strong by Metaltlin, so it doesn't have the strength to say that a little is like a lot, so it's no riot to Rabbi Eichel, and it could be that Rav is correct.